All right, we're going to call the City Council meeting for Thursday, December 12, 2019 to order. Invocation by Phil Clements, a new employee of the City of Orange Beach, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance.
Let's pray. Father, we just invite your presence into this room tonight. What an honor it is to be here, to live in a country as great as America, and Lord, to live in a city as great as Orange Beach. So, Father, I just ask now for just the spirit of wisdom and revelation to fall upon these men and women of God as they lead this city into your perfect will that brings glory to your name. And Father, we just honor them for the positions that they hold and for the places that you've appointed them. And God, you say in your word that whatever we bless, you bless. And so we just issue a blessing upon them, upon their life, and upon their families. God, we pray that we handle the business and the affairs of this city and of the kingdom in a way that attracts the favor of heaven upon the city of Orange Beach and every citizen here. Father, we thank you for who you are. We celebrate this time of year, the birth of Jesus, and we give glory to your name. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Phil. Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costo?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda with 9 additional items. The first, approval of liquor license for the Angry Crab Shack. The second, resolution authorizing purchase of a bucket truck for street department. The third, a resolution authorizing purchase of a dump truck for the street department. The fourth, a resolution establishing fees for the golf center. The fifth, a resolution authorizing transactions relating to the wharf. The sixth, a resolution appropriating funds to the Orange Beach Education Foundation. The seventh, a resolution appropriating funds to the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber. Number eight, resolution authorizing a license agreement with the wharf. And number nine, a resolution amending the employee's pay plan job listing.
Second.
Any discussion?
Yes.
Yes, sir.
I believe item number 7 we're going to postpone. Is that correct? We
yes.
Get an email that late this afternoon?
7 and 8. They'll be postponed.
7 and 8.
Mm-hmm. I just felt like we were really rushing.
I understand.
And talk so.
Thank you.
Any further discussion? Questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Considering the previous minutes from our work session of 11-14-2019, our regular council meeting committee of the whole of 11-19-2014. If there are no objections, the reading minutes will be waived. Corrections to the minutes. If there's no corrections, the minutes stand approved as written. Any announcements by the council?
Mayor, I'd like to, a couple things. One, the street paving is continuing to move very well, so they are making great progress, and I think they've actually, wait, did they accomplish the trail already?
They're still underway.
So it's moving very well, no big problems with that. These are the ornaments we still have, and so you put these out in the lobby. So if you have not gotten a free complimentary ornament, this is for the bicentennial as well as Orange Beach, and we would love to get all these on a tree before Christmas so we don't have to store them for next year because that will be out of date. So please take one to your family, and we have plenty at some other facilities as well.
Yeah, we don't want to throw them in the Mardi Gras parade, do we?
No, it is plastic, but I can tell that one's already got a little scratch. The last thing is, upon completion of this meeting, the Light Up the Arts is tonight from 5 to 7, open house at the Arts Center. So if you've not made plans, please stop by there on your way out.
That bicentennial event up in Montgomery, Saturday?
Yes. There's been a lot of different events. They've lit the tree.
The big one is Saturday.
Yeah, the big event Saturday.
Yeah. Parades.
Got it. And there will be art ornaments at the Arts Center. So we're not here. You can go to a lot of events.
Thank you.
Anyone else? Entertain a motion auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Okay, moving to unfinished business. Resolutions. A resolution awarding the proposal for the Orange Beach High School Middle School bell.
Move to postpone consideration till the next meeting, January 7th, 2020.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? New business, miscellaneous. The is an addition, approval of restaurant retail liquor license application for KOL Seafood, the Angry Crab Shack, Suites A1 and A2, Perdido Beach Boulevard.
Move to approve the liquor license application.
Second.
Discussion.
Is the owner here? The Crab Shack?
I'm representing.
It looks nice. I went by there. It looks like a great location. Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Who's the angry one?
Yeah, why is the crab angry?
Why is he angry?
Why is the crab angry?
Ligger and angry crabs. Yeah. That's a reality show. Thank you. Appreciate it. All in favor?
Aye.
Any, let's see, resolution. Resolution adopting the amended safety manual for use by the employees of the City of Orange Beach.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution declaring the severe weather preparedness sales tax holiday February 21 through 23rd, 2020.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a license agreement in Hudson Marina. Provide boat slips, docking space for the fire rescue equipment.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Rodney here. Anybody from Hudson?
Tell them thank you.
Yeah. Just yes. We appreciate them.
Yes.
Resolution authorizing execution of a cooperative agreement with the Alabama Department of Environmental Management, not to exceed $34,500, permitting, regulating, monitoring, and inspection services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement, appraisal and consultant group, real estate appraisal services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with the appraisal consultant group, perform appraisal services for potential land acquisition project not to exceed $65,500.
Move to adapt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Just, Mayor, just remember this is paid for with a grant.
Mm-hmm. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional services agreement, TTL, Natural Resources Consulting Engineering Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a task order with TTL, permitting consultation, geotechnical engineering, Orange Beach Middle High School, not to exceed $12,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for Coastal Resources office building to Phil Harris Construction, not to exceed $1,010,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor? Yes, sir.
Part of the bid, unresponsive bidder.
Excuse me. Could you come up to the
microphone? This was Ryan Long. I'm with the Highland Group. We bid this project, public bid project, documents stated to provide certain documentation. The other two bidders provided it. He did not. And so I'm just wondering why he was viewed as the responsive bidder.
In the bid documents, it does have the requirement of three forms. I think one was a tax form. There was some sort of federal clause form, and then one other. And there was some confusion over the submittal of the forms, but they don't affect the pricing. I've spoken with Wanda. I've spoken with McCullough Architecture. And so it is the mayor and the council's prerogative to waive minor informalities in the bid. The bid bond was submitted, and since the bid opening, they have submitted those forms, so they will be part of the contract should they be awarded the bid.
See no fault.
Fair enough?
No, I'll be appealing. I'll be appealing it.
Okay. I guess I'm asking what would affect the price. Hey, if you got a better price, tell us now.
It's not a price. It's just you're asked to provide certain documentation, yeah. And one of them being a certified AIA document, A305, which is a qualification package listed on the proposal form, the supplemental form that had to be notarized. In addition to that, the sales tax. I mean, all the other bidders provided it, and this bidder did not.
Okay.
So if I took a test.
Who would he appeal that to?
To mayor and council, I guess. That's mm-hmm. cool to us.
No, if you he can talk to you about it here. I don't know.
Never had this happen?
No.
Okay.
From a legal standpoint, Wanda, I'm going to ask you. You've reviewed it. A technicality in the bid package won't affect the pricing, as it's been stated. Do you see a problem with this legally moving forward today?
No, sir.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm just curious. Would you appeal to circuit court, or where would you appeal?
There's public bid law, so there's ways you can do it. I've been part of this before where we were unresponsive and not allowed the bid, so I've been part of it. So
I got you. Is there any way that you see that this technically disqualifies the bid other than a technicality? In other words, this number versus this number versus this number.
As far as a dollar amount, I don't know, but I just know the A305 form was a very, very detailed package. It's an AIF form where you have to provide financial statements that's audited by your CPA and everybody else, and you have to do it with the bid as stated on the proposal form. And
so are you saying that because that was not provided, that bid should be disqualified?
Yes.
Completely?
Yep.
The price difference between the low bid, which we're talking about, versus the second to lowest bidder, which was Highland Group, was $83,000. And okay. So should, and I know we're already over budget slightly, so should we get to that point, I mean, we also have the option of rejecting all bids and rebidding it, should we want to, for that price difference. But we have since received the AIA documentation with all the financial statements and notarized. Okay.
I understand your argument. I just don't know how it affects the end game for City of Orange Beach and what we're trying to accomplish, especially the timeline.
Yeah, so, I get it.
This is perfectly your right, and I understand it. No problem there at all. Any further questions for Ryan? Okay. All right, well, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Abstain.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for Coastal Resources Center site work to Asphalt Services, $430,953.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution awarding the bid for the Public Works Metal Building to Suncoast Builders, not to exceed $1,186,752.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a subscription agreement with Physio Control Health EMS Software and Related Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the execution of a services agreement with Integrity Data, Affordable Care Act Compliance 1095C Filing Services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution granting a 2% cost of living adjustment to full-time city employees.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, resolution authorizing the purchase of a bucket truck for street department through Sourcewell, $153,000 and, I'm sorry, $30.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution authorizing the purchase of a dump truck for the street department, National Joint Purchasing Allowance, $124,500.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
A discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Merry Christmas, street department.
Addition, resolution in establishing fees for the Orange Beach Golf Center and repealing resolution 12-078.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition, resolution authorizing transactions related to the wharf development.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appropriating funds to the Orange Beach Education Foundation, $15,000.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? This is, for the audience, in addition to the $36,500 they have in bank to pay for a reading specialist at the elementary school.
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes.
And the City of Orange Beach is paying for that, not the county.
Yes.
Okay. Just want to make sure that's clear.
That's right.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Resolution appropriating funds to the Coastal Alabama Business Chamber for the purpose of supporting an office in Orange Beach.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting, January 7th, 2020.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? This is an addition. Resolution authorizing the execution of a license agreement with the Wharf Retail Properties, Office Space, Coastal Alabama Business Chamber.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting on January 2020.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Addition. Resolution amending the employees' pay plan job listing.
Move to adopt that resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? And we, again, I want to reiterate that we know, but we are evaluating the salary survey that we've just gotten this week to evaluate the city overall of where we are pay scale, pay-wise. Moving to public hearings. Okay, this is how this works. Griffin will present to the council. Council will ask Griffin questions. We'll open the floor up for questions from the community, close the floor, back to the council, and then move on. So, public hearing for an ordinance, amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Tom Thumb at the wharf.
Yes, this is a project located at the northeast corner of Canal Road and Wharf Parkway East. It's in the Wharf Plan Unit Development. This is a request for approval of a major modification to the Wharf PUD Master Plan for a Tom Thumb convenience store featuring a gas station, food store, fast food restaurant, and car wash. Plan Commission heard this at the November 2019 meeting, gave it a favorable recommendation on a 9-0 vote. If we go to the next slide. Again, it's on the northeast corner of the at Canal and Wharf Parkway East, about almost 3.94 acres. This will be at the convenience store and fast food restaurant. The footprint's about 7,500 square feet. Car wash building, a little over 3,000 square feet. 40 parking spaces if it's shared parking, 49 if it's without, but they are providing 51, so there's no parking issue or concerns. They'll have a full movement driveway on Wharf Parkway East.
What does that mean?
It'd be both ways. And on Canal Road, it would only be a right in, right out, as approved by the Alabama DOT. 41% of the site is devoted to landscaping. The building will have windows and awnings on the south side facing Canal Road. The fast food restaurant will have a drive-through window on the north and west sides. The canopy, gas canopy, is about 6,900 square feet, 19 feet tall, and is located between the convenience store and Canal Road. Car wash building will be on the east side of the property, and the signage will be on the building. Next slide. The only zoning waivers requested here is that 88% of the parking will be between the front of the store and Canal Road, and the zoning ordinance is limited to no more about 51%. Plan Commission staff has no problem, you know, with that. Next slide. This is the proposed site layout. Next slide. This is architectural elevations of the building that was submitted at the Planning Commission. And the next slide is just a zoning map showing the location, and our next slide is an aerial map. And our next slide, staff and Plan Commission conditions is approval of the waiver for the parking location, concurrence from the Alabama DOT, revising landscape plan for more shade trees, and Plan Commission requested an addition of a sidewalk on the north side of Canal Road from Wharf Parkway East to Cypress Village for a sidewalk and a golf cart path if that was allowed. And received an email this morning from the Alabama DOT, and they are not going to allow the golf cart path and the right-of-way, citing safety concerns.
Thank you, sir. Two questions. Yes. What fast food? Do we know
they
yet?
Did not identify that in their proposal.
Okay. Secondly, that's an ugly building. And is that going back to them for redesign?
You can request.
I mean, that doesn't even need a request. We know.
Right. Yeah.
It's got to be a coastal look.
We want it to be a coastal look.
I believe that was communicated to the applicant.
Okay.
That's right.
You got that?
So it's actually going to be brick along the, you know, columns and the sides, and obviously the color can be changed up, but they're not, there's no metal sides, and there's no, like, broken walls that don't have any architectural elements. So other than that, like, this is kind of a poor rendering, but other than that, if there were any specific requests, we
did. Well, please get with us, because we'll have a very specific look that we are interested in. And I think the Dollar General is an example of how we've taken their run-of-the-mill brick, red brick building and created something that looks more of a coastal look. So
yeah, we went
let's make that a part of our formal, since it's not on staff comments, mm-hmm. and it should have been. Let's make that part of our formal motion.
Subject to approval.
And our preference is not using brick. It's a board and batten look with beach colors that are light.
Well, I think they were trying to match the school.
I think what we would need to do is get like a specific materials type of list when you got the ice, and that's
we can do that.
Not necessarily part of the site plan.
Right.
But we can address that.
Well, why don't you call us and let's talk and give you an idea? Because if they're going to match the school with a white brick, with metal roofing and metal facade, board and batten, I mean, it can be half brick, board and batten like the school.
It could.
So
it could.
Something of that nature.
Yes, I
Is that
agree.
Good with you?
Yeah, we can address that. It's not a problem.
Okay.
And for the audience, the reason we can.
As long as the work is. Yeah.
Mr. Bibby said yes.
Where is he at?
We're working on that, yes.
Thank you.
Mr. Bibby, while you're talking, since the state won't allow a golf cart path, we'll talk later.
Will they allow just a sidewalk?
No, just a sidewalk.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
To the red light?
Yes.
Believe, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Is that to the red light, Jim?
No, sir. Just to the Cypress Village.
That is
the... Mm-hmm. To the end of our property. From the east entrance
yes.
to Cypress Village.
Yes.
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 Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Oh, but no, we were talking about from...
To William Silver's.
They won't do it.
Y'all going to do that, right? The wharf? Or is Tom Thumb? Or is it none of my business? Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure.
Okay. What we're trying to accomplish is get from Wharf Parkway East all the way to the red light.
We are.
Okay.
We agree.
All right. We're on the same page mm-hmm. then.
Okay.
Good, good, good. Yeah. So if we'll try to make it easy because we can sort of give you some ideas. But for the general public, if this was a building by right and by zoning, then there would be very little we would have as input into the design. But since it's a planned unit development, which requires council approval because it's give and take on both sides of the fence, we're able to ask that it be a coastal design, which is our norm now with most of our new buildings. So thank y'all.
Yeah, like I said, the contract, we're already under whatever the law requires.
Okay.
As far as their architectural guidelines.
Thank you. And we'll work through that. Yeah. Any other questions about this project? Okay. All right, we'll move to the next public hearing.
Public,
I'm sorry?
Let public.
Oh, yeah. Public. That darn public,
talk.
I swear. Anybody got anything to say? The only thing you want to say?
Everybody's like, oh, yay. Fast food.
Yes, on the right.
I like both of them, so I can't complain. All right, we'll close the public hearing and we'll move to our next item.
Yeah, this is the cottages, Cotton Bayou Cottages Plan Unit Development. It's on Perdido Beach Boulevard on the north side across from Admiral Quarters. Currently zoned RM1 or multifamily residential low density. This is approval of the final PUD to rezone the 4.38 acres from RM1 to a planned unit development for a residential development containing 34 cottage lots. The project attained its preliminary PUD approval in September 2019. The Planning Commission heard the final PUD application at the November 2019 meeting, gave it a favorable recommendation. Next slide. Again, it's 34 lots. There are three housing types, three, five, and six-bedroom cottages. The vacation rentals will be two-day minimums, zero side setbacks, but there will be 20-foot separation between the buildings. There will be 34 boat slips on Cotton Bayou. These boat slips are for the exclusive use of the subdivision. Stacked parking is underneath the units. There are 101 exterior parking spaces. 70 of these will be reserved or designated for the units or the lots, and then the remaining 31 will be overflow or unreserved. The right-of-way is 24 feet, the street's 20 feet. 40% of the lot's common area under the current zoning of RM1, apartments and condominiums can be built. If you look at a 1- or 2-floor project, you can have up 70 units. A 5-floor project, you can have 153. Again, we're doing 34 on this. Next slide. Let's give you a brief overview of the master plan. The three bedrooms are 14 of those, five bedroom cottages, 14 of those, and six bedroom cottages, those all being waterfront. If we go to the next slide, for the three bedroom cottages, again, briefly, it's the front setback is 5 feet, no rear side setback. That's going to be true for all the lots in this development. Gross floor area of the house will be 1,800 square feet, three floors in height. It's three bedrooms, so three parking spaces required. They're doing five overall. If we go to the next slide, this is the architectural elevation of the three bedrooms. Next slide. You look at the five-bedroom cottages, there'll be 14 of those again. Gross floor area is 2,600 square feet, three floors. Five bedrooms, so they got to have five parking spaces. They're providing six, four underneath and two exterior. If we go to the next slide, this is architectural elevations of those five-bedroom cottages. Okay, and next slide, and the last would be the six-bedroom cottages. Again, these are the waterfront lots along Cotton Bayou. Gross floor area, 3,200 square feet, be four total floors. Six parking spaces required. They're doing six being provided. And if we go to the next slide, these will be the architectural elevations of the six bedroom. Our next slide shows just the site plan showing the 34 slips on Cotton Bayou. Again, this will be subject to the U.S. Corps of Engineers and the Alabama Department of Environmental Management approval. Next slide, zoning waivers and subdivision waivers. Again, where you compare it to patio homes in RM1 and single family in RS, the lot size, lot width, setbacks are less than what's normally required. Subdivision, the right of way and street width is going to be less than what's normally required. Now, there's no sidewalk within the subdivision, but they are providing one along 182 as part of the beach overlay district. Next slide. This is just a zoning map showing the existing zoning. Our next slide just shows you the aerial map. The next slide is just an overview of the master plan. And next slide, staff planning commission conditions is just providing all the deed restrictions, covenants, POA documents, and assuring that each boat slip will be deeded or assigned to one lot. So you don't have them being rented out.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Any questions for Griffin?
Is this our first one we've done with zero side setbacks?
I think we've had, there's been some in the past. I know there's a couple that are, you know, just are located, you know, along the beach, but it probably in the recent times I've been here is probably the first one.
Chris, will you go back to the master way in the beginning?
Which one?
This one here? Keep going backwards. Keep going. There. Okay.
Yeah, they said the but there's a 20-foot separation between
right.
Building.
Right, so
normally,
not really zero setback. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, 20, that's a 10-10, so.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm assuming all these are being built for rental?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that's allowed out there in that district?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's in the beach overlay.
I don't have a problem with that. It seemed like a zero setback on the side setback. Is.
But there's 20 foot
there's
in between the buildings.
There's 20 feet in between buildings. Mm-hmm. So it's 10 and 10.
Yeah, basically, yeah. The footprint of the house is the lot line.
Yeah, everything else is common property.
That's right. That's right. But still, it's a 20-foot separation between the two sidewalls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else? Okay. Open the floor up. Anybody have any questions regarding this project? Okay, we'll close the public hearing, and we will move to ordinances. Thank you, Griffin. Good job. So first reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Tom Thumb at the Wharf.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Do you want to add the language?
adding to the language?
I think that would be in the...
We need to wait to see the architectural.
To wait to see that the architectural bring in the beach cottage-style features.
This is just a motion for unanimous consent. We don't need it here. It'd be on the next motion. So, do I have a second?
Two seconds.
Okay. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes.
Now
we have a motion to adopt the ordinance with the addition.
Move to adopt the ordinance with additional staff comments and council request to review the project for a coastal appearance.
Final.
And I would say approval subject to council approval.
Subject to council approval.
Good. Have a second?
Second.
Any further discussion? Thank you, Annette. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes. First reading, ordinance amending ordinance number 172, the zoning ordinance, Cotton Bayou Cottages, final PUD.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion? Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Abstain.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes. All right. First reading, ordinance appointing Mike Kimmerling as fire chief for the city of Orange Beach, Alabama.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Second.
Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second. Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Wait a minute, we haven't had discussion yet.
Sorry.
All right, call
I was trying to make it light on him.
I know. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Costa?
Yes.
Councilmember Boyd?
Yes.
Mayor Cannon?
Yes.
Got a moment?
I hope you don't mind if I just take a moment. Thank you very much. I appreciate the faith and trust that you all given me to do this, but I also appreciate the fact that I would do nothing if it wasn't for the men and women of our fire department who provide the service they do every day. They're the reason why we're here. They're the reason that I come to work every day is to do what I can for them because of what they do for our community. So I appreciate it very much. So thank you.
You are.
Thank you.
Chief, you are a blessing to this city, this mayor and council, and their fire department, those men and women. Thank you, buddy.
Love you, man. Appreciate you.
And thank you, department,
yes,
for being here and supporting this man.
Thank all of you.
Shows true character. Thank you.
Mayor and Council, as soon as we get through the next meeting, which shouldn't take but a few minutes, let's take a couple of pictures right after. So,
yes.
So Mike, don't leave.
And see you guys. Merry Christmas if I don't see y'all before Christmas.
Thank you.
Oh, well, and we're blessed to have the better half chiefs here, Miss Beth Kimberly. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
He was supposed to recognize you.
Oh.
We will do that shortly.
So I move to adjourn the city council meeting.
Second.
Okay, we will immediately go to the Committee of the Whole. So all in favor?
Aye.
All right. The Committee of the Whole is called order for Thursday, December 12, 2019. Call the roll, please, ma'am.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Costa?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd?
Here.
Mayor Cannon?
Here. Considering previous minutes from the work session, regular council meeting, Committee of the Whole of 12-3-2019 will be moved forward for review. Moving to new business under resolutions. if y'all will, I'm just going to read through them and stop me where you have questions. Resolution authorizing the purchase of a pickup truck, landscape department, $30,876.75. Resolution authorizing payment, $3,000 to Coastal Alabama Business Chamber, annual recycling paper shred event.
Up to $3,000.
Thank you, sir. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Socialize Your Business, social media consulting marketing services. Thank you, Cindy. Y'all have done a good job. Appreciate you very much.
Yes.
Resolution authorizing the execution of a software services agreement with Site Improve, monitor the city's website and improve performance. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement with Shazam Interactive, website development and maintenance. Resolution authorizing the execution of professional services agreement by Riley and Associates, lobbying services. Resolution authorizing the execution of a professional service with Van Skoyak Associates, consulting services. And a reminder, a public hearing to appeal the decision of the Planning Commission regarding sweat tire plan review, January 2020. Okay. Anybody got anything they want to talk about or say before we close out? Yes, sir.
Thank you all for the support on the building, and thanks for all the hard work that Dave's did. Hers was looking good. It's been a process, so thanks very much for Christmas. And, you know, we discovered Mike. Just
you know what? That is exactly right.
Yeah, he started out right there.
And we're still trying to fix that.
Can't have him back.
I think Mike discovered you.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Mr. Jeffries.
Mr. Jeffries.
Bill Jeffries, I just want to remind you all about Hope the Magic Dolphin. Don't forget that wonderful thing. I'm still waiting to hear from
you.
Yeah,
us all you
no, no, I've told you where I want it. I'm waiting on
that's
your,
where
your
I want
plane.
It, too.
I thought you we voted on that.
I'm ready to move forward when you tell me.
We're ready.
We're ready.
Okay. We talked about a smaller one to go with it. Is that still in the...
A baby.
I like the idea. Do y'all like the idea?
I like it too.
Yes.
Who do we... Who
are we going to use the same artist, or are we going to have a new artist do the...
Would the same artist do it?
I'll use the same one, I think.
And then would he be willing to do it?
We can certainly find out.
And there she is.
Just a reminder, so...
Oh, there she was.
Where'd
she go?
There
she is.
She's going. And then we could put a
she
larger
maple shirt. She
looks
pretty good on the back of that flatbed. I don't know why we're moving it. It doesn't look bad.
Use her in parades like that.
We move it around. That's right.
Yeah. Put some fire straw in front of it.
Where's Waldo the Dolphin?
Well, instead of waiting to commission a baby, why don't we go ahead and make arrangements to get this one there and just position the area that if we have an addition, we can add it to it. But let's not waste any more time.
Well,
I know you've been working on
this. We could find
months.
A male one to go with this one. They could just make another.
How do you know that's a female?
Well, I was just assuming.
Who has the who's the contact with the previous with that artist?
I've got it.
You got it? Okay.
Dr. Harmetz, the dentist in San Diego.
Okay. We're gonna call. We'll call and see. We'll call and see.
What, just a reminder, where was the location? Everybody's saying they agreed. Was it down at the pass?
In the circle.
No, in the circle.
Oh, in the roundabout.
At the pier.
That.
Right there.
Okay.
Yes.
Gotcha. Right there. Okay.
She'll look beautiful standing right next to that big Mako shirt.
Now that Public Works has so many new vehicles coming with boom trucks and dump trucks, they'll be able to do all the work out there to get this. Prepared.
They would probably love to dig that up.
Heck, they can make the next sculpture.
Cheap. We probably won't have to hire Stan
cheap.
To do architectural design for it. We'll probably just do this one on our own.
Was that a good luck?
Yeah.
I think that was a good
luck. That'll save
us
a couple million.
We just need a block.
Well, the logistics department has been very helpful.
Okay. Yeah.
Thanks.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks.
Okay, well, we're going to follow up with the artist and just see if that's a go and a price. And then we'll decide, we'll get with y'all on how to proceed with the mount and all that based on if he's going to do it or what.
I think we sort of decided it was going to be on stone. Did we not have this discussion or did I dream it?
I'm sorry.
Wasn't it to be mounted on stone?
That's the way it was done originally. It was on marble.
Marble. Marble. Do we still have it?
No, it was busted.
That was what was defaced. Yeah.
But there's a lot of things we can do with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Logistics will take care of it.
Yes, yes.
Are you
we are
you
capable.
Laughing, Chris?
I do have one more item. I've waited 8 years to be able to discuss this one. But it's going to be a joyful season for the people that live in Louisiana.
Oh, here he comes.
Oh, my God.
Go Tigers.
Delayed gratification.
You should have waited for a bigger crowd, man.
When I first started, it went in there. It's the Alabama fans in front of all the fire
department. Remember, we're sending you all to bring back a trophy.
That's right.
We are all LSU fans, buddy. I am.
The last SEC championship I went to, Georgia just destroyed us. So it was nice. We're just having fun with it.
I may go draw down Saturday.
Oh, that's right. And we still have more tickets to sell, right?
You do not have to be present to win. You're not here, you can still buy a ticket to contribute.
One ticket gets you two entries to the event. It's catered by Fishers. We do have a band playing all night, sports memorabilia, silent auction, and we're raffling, have some raffles too.
I have a wonderfully ugly sweater to wear.
Yes, that is the motif, right?
That is, well, ugly sweater contest.
I don't think that's the right word. Got to quit using words I can't spell, right?
Okay.
Photo with the chief.
Once again, Merry Christmas, everyone.
We entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.